Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there. To all those that's struggling with the COVID-19 and all those who lost loved ones, you are forever in my thoughts and prayers. We're finishing up our last day of orientation for New York City, remote learning and in-person learning. Which, guys, I think they're going to start the in-person learning about September the 29th or something like that. But other than that, Brooklyn would be doing fully remote. I want to make sure that the disease and infections and everything is under control before I let her go back into, like, student population. Every parent is different. My options that I have as far as, like, trying to get back out into the corporate America world, you know, maybe, like, a little bit of side sitter care or something like that, something where they'll be able to practice social distance. Them classrooms is a bit much to me because there's so many kids, but I think they're going to do, like, half and half. They got some good modules built up. I'm going to wait till after the holidays and see how that goes, because Brooklyn, she's ready to go back to school. She's ready to wear her mask and everything, and she's been trained. London's been trained. London's in the 3K program. So, you know, they both been trained very well to, you know, wash your hands, you know, stay 6 feet apart. I teach my kids to stay 20 feet apart, you feel me? But I know they already know what they got to do and how they got to do it. But guys, let me tell you something. Thank God it's Friday. Hope everybody is feeling good, being thankful, graceful, grateful that you woke up this morning. And I hope you perfecting your crafts, doing what you got to do, and knowing that you are in God's favor every day that you wake up. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm very thankful over here for each and every day. You know what I'm saying? Friday is just a big relief day, but at the end of the day, I'm thankful for each and every day that I wake up and I see these bright little faces over here. London, you want to tell people good morning?
Good morning!
Brooklyn?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Yeah, so the girls are excited. Today is a shopping day for them. We're going to go get some little fall stuff and a couple little things they need. London, what kind of shoes you want, London?
Skechers!
You want what?
Skechers!
My baby is in love with Skechers, so she wants some Skechers. She's a sweet little baby. You did your learning. Go clean up your toys and stuff and clean up all your books and stuff. Yeah, so, you know, at the end of the day, we staying motivated over here, guys. Staying motivated, immuned up. You know, we doing what we got to do. So, you know, it's Friday. I take the girls out for a little here and there. But we look like we're getting a little cloudy over here in New York City. I knew I talked to my mother down south. God bless her soul. Very strong, black, phenomenal black woman. And they've been getting a little rain down there. So I don't know what. We got this Hurricane Sally. I know it's hurricane season. I'm from the country. So, you know, the rains is coming in. And to all of you out there listening that lost family members due to disasters, car accidents, gun violence, infectious and disease, COVID-19, I want you guys to stay encouraged, okay? Can't nobody feel the pain of another one losing a loved one until you've been in that position. But what I do know is that I was continuously praying for all. You know, I heard a lady say one day that she didn't understand why her sister had died and she was healthy as a horse. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this disease, this COVID-19 disease is very serious, guys. You know, we get a lot of blogging going on about the nightclubs that's opening back up, the bars, the private parties, and everything like that. And, you know, we want to have some fun. We like to turn up. You know how my culture is. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we also not being aware that it's other people that may be around other people who not even know that they're infected. And then if everybody is in a congregation where there's not no social distance going on and the people are affecting other people, then guess what? These people are going home to their children and family, infecting their family. Then these children got to go to school. These people got to go to work. And the disease, guess what? Stays right in the city. Keep going on. Keep going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're teaching our kids cleanliness and social distance and all this stuff like that. And, you know, things like that. But what are we doing as adults in the streets is the bigger question. Understand me. you know, and not for nothing. We got to educate one another, you know, because the more you know, the better things will be. You know what I'm saying? I really don't want to see my culture out here acting like we just so, you know, not fond of that. This thing is like a clear deadliness. You understand? It don't got no certain shape, form, or fashion because we can't even see it. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know how it got in our country. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is protect one another. You know what I'm saying? Feed knowledge to one another. And see, like me, I'm a jewel dropper. You know what I'm saying? I'm a high achiever. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lifelong learner. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I work towards being wiser every day. See, once God opened your eyes to a few situations and a few things that you go through in life, you start being a little bit better than what you was. You start getting to know who your inner person is. And I want to give a big shout out to all the programs and resources out here in New York City. New York City rock. You understand? Whatever you trying to do, New York City trying to help you do that. Big shout out to the mayor of New York. Big shout out to the governor of New York. And I can't say that enough. Everybody got their issues with each and every one of every person or whatever. That's life. This is America. But at the end of the day, like, I'm just thankful. Anything that can help my children grow, anything that can help me grow as a mother, as a woman, as an entrepreneur, I'm all for it. You understand? I'm all for it. And positive vibes, sending out positive energy, you know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing right there, because every day we look at life like, how can we fight negativity away? How can we fight situations away that ain't going to help my growth? You understand? Like, I used to give so much attention to the wrong things that was not helping my growth as far as my goals and what I got going on. See, me, I always been the type of person, I want to hear everybody's situations, everybody's problems, thinking I can handle everything. No. You got to take care of you first. You understand? Even when people come to me and they're going through some things in their personal lives, you know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to encourage with hope, okay? Put hope in every situation that you go through. Get something good out of every bad situation that you go through, because guess what? That bad turn into your good. Sometimes that good turn into the bad. But guess what? You got to keep on living. You got to keep on living, keep on pushing, keep on striving. Do not let nothing get you down. Pick you up. And like I told you yesterday, go back to my other episode. Find some things that can keep you stress-free. Walk on the beach, read a book, write a poem. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that's going to keep you going. Cook, run, jog, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Watch a movie. You feel me? Go shopping. You know what I'm saying? Get your toes and nails done, hair done, you know? Whatever to keep your spirit up, to keep you afloat, to keep you glowing, to keep you blossoming. That's what you do. Because see, the black diamond, that's what the black diamond do. I don't let no stress, no negativity get in my circle. Okay, and I'm in this bubble alone, me and God, okay? I don't let no negativity get in, because guess what? I got to stay strong-minded, able, and willing to do what I got to do as a mother for my chickaboos over here. So all that mixed emotions and all this and that, I don't have time. And like me, I'm born on Halloween. Situation bothering me right then and there, I handles it right then and there. I don't carry on from day to day. Look, this is what it is. This is what it's not going to be. Boss mentality since a little kid. So, like, I don't do on with the run-ons. You understand that? I got this little strategy right here. Anything that's going to subtract from me, okay, and not add to me or multiply what I'm already doing, I don't want no parts of it. I do not want no parts of it, period. You got to put your foot down on what you're not going to allow. Belittling, disrespect, dishonesty, disloyalty. You understand? You got to put your foot down on what you're not going to do. Like, let me tell you something. A lot of times we accept the unacceptable just because we loyal, and then we fail. Replay that. But listen though, at the end of the day, I want you to know that you're special. Whoa. God got your back. Don't look back, no. Yeah, you better know what you got to do to keep you on top. And guys, I'm going to tell you guys something. I want everybody to have a beautiful weekend. Stay safe, stay blessed. Wear your mask. Do your social distance. Do whatever you got to do, guys, to stay safe. I'm trying to tell you guys, stay safe out there. Watch out for your neighbors, for your people. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Keep your immune up. And guys, you know I always tell you guys this. Take a bottle of water out the fridge for me. Okay, you already know. Take a good sip, a cup of this coffee. Gotta have that coffee, guys. I don't drink that much coffee. I'll get a little Dunkin' here and there, and I'll make a little Maxwell here and there. But other than that, guys, you know, I keep it half and half. Ooh, Lord, that coffee be touching my soul. To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Put some black diamond in your cup. Yes. What's wrong, Sugarfoot?
I want some soda.
You want some soda? Oh, Sugarfoot, soda is not healthy. Soda is not healthy. You can have a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
She likes to drink a little Mountain Dew here and there. I'll let her get a little sip. Because other than that, she wouldn't drink milk. If she ain't drinking milk and water, she wouldn't taste a little soda. That's London poo for you. But other than that, guys, I'm trying to stay encouraged, stay on top, and stay sick free. So please, if you see the black diamond in these New York streets, please give me 15 feet. Please cover your mouth. Please wash your hands. Please do everything that you need to do. And for the record, Cali, what up? Yes, yes, yes. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. Y'all, Black Diamond is up her way the ladder. Networking is going bazonkas. I want to give a big shout out to Anchor. I want to give a big shout out to Google. I want to give a big shout out to Spotify, Apple, Radio Pocket. Man, listen, the podcast world is where it's at. Okay? Can't nobody stop you but you. You understand? So at the end of the day, guys, y'all know what it's all about. Working on you, bettering you, fix that credit. You know what I'm saying? Get your dream car, your dream home, build your businesses, build you, perfect you. You know what I'm saying? Worry about you, do you. But in the midst of it, if you are a leader or you are a community activist, get out there and get active in your community and make a change. At the end of the day, no justice, no peace. You understand me? But I look at it like this. We can all come together in unity if we just strive to do what we need to do. Come together in unity and power. These communities won't be having all these violent things going on. Now I'm saying the shooter get in from the front of the street and he got to get away at the end of the street. It should be security at both ends of the block if you care about your community. We got to start making a change. We got to start being rearranged. We got to start being our own security for our communities, our people, our children. We had a lot of violent shootings up here in New York City. A lot of children got shot. A lot of family members done been through a whole lot of stuff. It's a lot of pain and hurt up here in New York City. New York City, I'm standing with you on whatever. No justice, no peace. We got to come together.
You mean, you know? Mommy?
Yes, sweetie.
So, I want a snack.
Okay, now you want a snack? Okay. Get you a little snack. You clean up your toys? First you want a little bit of soda. Now she want a little snack.
Hi,
Dad. The life of a mother and her chickaboos during the pandemic. Life's great for me, guys. But anyway, guys, I just want to let you guys know the Black Diamond is up, popping. I'm back, full in effect. You guys meet me here every week. You know I got to keep this coffee. Got my little bagel in here. So, you know, every week, guys, you know how I do. Whenever I feel like talking, this is my podcast. I do what I want, how I want, but in a positive way to give you positive energy ways. Pick yourself up. Dry those tears. Read a scripture. Listen to a song. Hey, guys, let me tell y'all something. I'm listening to a lot of more jazz now, too. Jazz be hitting them spots. Yeah, so I'm going to, come on, we need to get back on it. But anyway, guys, y'all stay tuned in. Hit your girl up. Listening to all my podcast listeners, all my support teams out there. You rock. I appreciate you guys. I'm very grateful. And all I can do is show my gratitude to you guys to give that positive energy right back at you. Keep being lovable. Keep being graceful. Continue to be blessed and be safe, guys. Until next time, you know the Black Diamond loves you. Yeah. Woo!